Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where we debate the big topics of the day and the topics raised by you, the listeners. By the way, I haven't announced or mentioned this in a while. If you want to be a part of our WhatsApp group, where you will get the link to the show every day and you will also get the link to the podcast, simply text the word add me to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. The word add me and you'll get a link back to our WhatsApp channel. And that way you'll get the link to the show every day and the link to the podcast. Now, before we talk about today's topic, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsor at the moment, which is Hum. Shophum.com is the website. That's Hum with two M's. And if you are in the market for a new purchase, be it a suite of furniture, a lovely TV, maybe a top-of-the-range bike, or just putting new furniture in the house, whatever it is, or a new washing machine, and you can't afford to pay for it in one go because sometimes things can be very expensive, we have the answer for you. You can apply for credit with Hum. With Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases of up to 30,000 quid when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. They help you manage your finances and help make larger purchases more affordable. With Hum, it's so simple. You get approval to their website, shophum.ie. That's shophum.ie, and that's Hum with two M's. And as they say on the ad, well, they don't, but they should. It's so easy that even our Katie can use it. So once again, check them out at Shop Hum. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? Well, every day we ask you, the listeners, to raise the topics. And today's topic was raised by a listener to this show by the name of Aisha, who's been on the show before. She's in work today, so she can't come on, unfortunately. But she's been on before talking about Islamic issues. She's an Irish Muslim woman, born, reared here in Ireland, just happens to be Muslim. And she is very upset at, well, at two things. First of all, she's upset over what happened in Liverpool yesterday, as I'm sure all of us were. Were you shocked when you saw that, videos? Oh, my God.
Horrific. It is. I cannot believe nobody's. One of the lads in work was showing me a video earlier on of it. And I cannot believe nobody was killed. How nobody died. And touch wood, please God.
Yeah, 50 people injured.
That
over 50
nobody
people
does
injured.
Die and that everybody, you know, will make it out alive. But how nobody has been, you know, pronounced dead already, I cannot understand. It's just horrifying. Like, I genuinely would. Honestly, I would start to be nervous about going to big crowded things in big cities in Europe.
Yeah, that's another day's work. They are asking now how a car was able to do that, how a car was actually able to plough through a crowd. But as soon as it happened, normally when something big in the news happens, mm-hmm. I do what everybody else does and you do. You go on to Twitter or
see
Facebook or whatever and you see what people are
it.
Saying about it. 'Cause nowadays, you get news. I mean, I saw the videos on Twitter before I even saw them on Sky News or BBC. So I'd seen the videos first. But the one thing I noticed was that people were saying, and this plays into what Aisha is going to give out about on today's podcast, usual suspects. They were the comments.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a tough one. It is a tough one because you shouldn't, you know, nobody knows anything until it's confirmed. So you shouldn't speculate. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, you can understand why people speculate.
But
like
all the
when
hot
you hear, you think of attacks like the Bataclan. Do you remember the thing in the Bataclan? Then there was the thing in Berlin. And yeah, you shouldn't do it. But I think people, I don't know. I think, is it a form of ignorance? I don't know.
Well, I didn't, I have to say. Now, and I want you to all be very, very honest on this. When you call us on this topic, which you're entitled to do. By the way, you can call us or text us 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626.
What I will say, yep. One thing I will say is that it seemed that they were very quick to release the information that it was a white male. And I just wonder if it wasn't a white male, if it was, you know, a Muslim or any other religion, would they have been, or nationality or anything like that, would they have been quick to announce?
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a second, the reason they announced the profile, because I was listening to someone on Sky News last night who was explaining it. Anyway, we all know what happened in Liverpool at the moment, or yesterday. And a listener by the name of Aisha got in contact with us today about it. And I want to read out Aisha's message, because for a lot of you, I would imagine a lot of you listening to this podcast now are not Muslim. So you don't know what it's like to be a Muslim person. You can't put yourself in their shoes, okay? So Aisha wants you to consider this, and she says, I hope you will talk about this in your podcast, because I know you'll give it a fair debate. And we will, Aisha. I promised you, I messaged you back and said we will give it a fair debate, although there should be no debate. I'm an Irish Muslim woman, and I was shocked, like everybody else, when I watched what was happening in Liverpool. But then I went onto social media, and it was like, must be a Muslim, always a Muslim, Muslim terrorist again. And I was so angry and upset. Here we go again, she says. So I want to ask your listeners, why do they always assume a Muslim person is to blame? Why is everyone so Islamophobic? They are disgusting. We are a religion of peace. Yeah, people are so blind that when they think, we are to blame for all situations like this. Ask them why they feel this way about Muslims. And that is from Aisha. And I do want to ask you, I want to ask every single one of you, have the balls not to be politically correct.
I'd imagine.
Have the balls.
I'd imagine it's because the majority of attacks we hear of this nature, it does turn out to be, whether it's a lone wolf or someone who's a part of a group, it does turn out to be a terrorist attack.
Yeah, but a terrorist attack doesn't necessarily mean Muslim. Like, but a terrorist attack can be, you know, white supremacists.
But a lot of the time you do hear if it's someone from, you know, in the name of Allah.
Okay.
No, I'm not to say, that's not to say, I am certain that 99.9% of Muslims would condemn an attack or anything like it. And Islam is the religion of peace. It's like we've had our own shit here with, you know, in Christianity, what the stuff that happened here in Ireland, even in the last 40, 50 years, you know, it's not even that long ago. We've had our own vile atrocities here and deaths. And
The biggest terrorist attack, ladies and gentlemen, that was carried out in Ireland was carried out by Irish people, Catholics, which was the Omagh bombing, of course.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
No Muslim has ever committed a terrorist attack in Ireland.
But can I just say to you there, in 2023, the European Union experienced 120 terrorist attacks, including 98 complete attacks, 9 failed attempts and 13 foiled plots. And the majority, it says, were Muslims. So
don't be afraid to read it out. They are the stats.
But I think people...
But we of all people, and I want to say this to all of you, we of all people should know what it's like to be branded and tarred with the same brush. Because, as Katie said, during the 60s, 70s, 80s, if you were Irish living in England...
No blacks, no dogs, no Irish. That was on there. That's what my mom told me she saw one day going into a pub. No blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
And I remember talking to a man who lived in the UK during the Troubles, and he said regularly the police would stop him when he'd hear his accent. They'd check his home to make sure there was no bombs there. So we have a very short memory, is what I'm saying to all of you. We have a very short memory. So Aisha wants to know, can someone answer the question, why did so many people assume...
But you could argue that the Troubles were contained to a certain point. If you look at the terrorist attacks, there's been different terrorist attacks all over the world.
But the reason, and I'll get back to this because you asked this question a few minutes ago, the reason they were so quick to name the suspect, the reason they did that was to stop speculation on Twitter. So Twitter had gone wild. A few high profile people as well. Former footballer Joey Barton put up a tweet that he then took down because he realised he was wrong.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
That's very embarrassing.
That man's a clown anyway. Yeah. But the initial reaction was, before anybody knew anything, was, has to be a Muslim.
I'm not a Muslim, but I would imagine that from a Muslim person's point of view, sitting there on Twitter and seeing your religion and your, you know, your culture nearly being bashed and torn apart with no real reason or no real proof, that must be very upsetting. But I can also see on the flip side why people would jump to that conclusion, because there have been, you know, over the last number of years, I remember the one in Paris a while ago where a man stabbed babies.
Oh, no,
you
know? I know.
And these things stick in people's mind. And people are only human, You are only human. When people are, by their very nature, we tend to think the worst when we hear something like this. We tend to think it's a terrorist attack. It must be intentional. Like, I still don't know. Was there actually any reason? Have they given any, not that there is a reason that someone would do that, but have they given any motive as to why this guy got in his car and did what he did?
Not yet. So some speculation say it started off as a road rage incident. Now, why are people are messaging us in mentioning Ashley Murphy and Joseph Puska. Puska, as far as I know...
Be very careful what you say.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's not... as far as I know, he's not a Muslim. So people mentioning his name and mentioning Ashley Murphy. As far as I know, Puska is not a Muslim. So if you're going to use him, you'd want to find somebody else to use. I am not saying that Muslim people have not committed terrorist attacks. Obviously, 9/11, for God's sake. But I'm saying from the point of view of Aisha and every other Muslim, when they see this happening in Liverpool and then go on to Twitter, which is a cesspit, and all they see is, oh, Muslims again, huh, religion of peace, what a joke. So,
but the, like, for all these people, does anybody remember the what's his name, Andrew Breivik?
Breivik, yeah.
Breivik, yeah. That was, what was he? Dutch, he wasn't Dutch, what was he? He was
Scandinavian.
Scandinavian. Where was, but how many died? Hundreds of students, over 100 students, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was...
students out on an island having
Norwegian.
A good time.
He was Norwegian,
Went out with the island and shot them all. Yeah. And I remember reading that story at the time, and it's like something from a horror movie.
Okay, I want to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Has Aisha got reason to be annoyed about this? And what was your initial reaction when you saw that attack happening? And as I said, the police have said that one of the reasons they announced the nationality and the skin colour of the person who was being held or who had been arrested was to stop speculation, was to stop gangs of people going together and throwing things at a mosque or whatever the case may be.
Like what happened here with the riots when... Yeah,
completely. So that is the reason they did that. And people are like, oh, if he was black, they wouldn't have done it as quick if he was a Muslim. They wouldn't have had to do that, okay? The reason they did it was to stop the frenzy, okay? So people completely changed their tunes as soon as they heard it was a white English man.
Isn't that shocking? Like, it's almost like the result is different. Like, it's not if it's not a terrorist who's a Muslim, then you know it's not as bad. It's no reason to riot, lads. It's not that big a deal.
I know.
Isn't that kind of scary? When depending on who the perpetrator is, how it's seen by people to be, you know, serious or not serious.
I agree with you. Okay, this should be interesting from Keith.
Well, as your message out there it is that there's a Muslim woman up here. Wondering why people are wondering why it's Muslims all the time. The religion of peace, really. So these atrocities that's been happening all over the place hasn't been coming from that certain religion. Tell her she needs to go to a church or a mosque, whatever it is, and talk to the leaders in there. Who's speaking out about the atrocities? Oh, yeah, they'll come out and say, oh, we got blamed for this when they know it was a white man that done it. How many of them is coming out when it's actually a Muslim fella? 9 out of 10 times it is a Muslim fella. So why isn't she out there speaking? Why isn't the culture out there speaking
about
it?
She shouldn't have to apologise.
This is where the problem lies. If their people were coming out and condemning the atrocities that was happening, people would probably see them in a different light. Would they say nothing? And when you open your mouth, the women come out and say they're unfair. Now, they've done this in every country they go to. The men aren't coming out saying they're unfair. The women come out and say they're unfair. Oh, Islamophobe. You know, it's how they trick their way up the fucking ladder. So, sorry, missus, if you're listening into the fucking show today. Bookies. Speak out against your own people's atrocities.
She shouldn't have. Sorry, Keith, when have you... Okay.
It is a white man that does it.
Okay, Keith, when have you ever apologised for the atrocities carried out by the IRA in your name? Or in my name. Have you ever apologised? Why should Aisha...
Or by the church, by the Catholic Church, everything that happened here, the mother and baby homes, the tomb, all that evil.
Why should Aisha have to apologise for atrocities committed by people that she... That just infuriates me. That really boils my piss. I'm sorry, here's Neil.
It might be a white Englishman, but he could have been a Muslim. There you go.
Neil, yes, he could be, but the point is, what's the chances that he is? Okay, and I'm sure they're not even going to ask that when they're interviewing him, that he could be a Muslim. The fact is that he's a white Englishman, and everybody's attitude changed as soon as they found out his background. We're going to take your calls in a second, don't go away.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off.
because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, let me go to Jay. Jay, what do you think of this?
Afternoon, Jeremy. It's the way of the world, Jeremy. I'm sorry. She's just going to have to get used to it. Like, unfortunately, in the last 20 to 30 years, it is her religion that have committed most of the atrocities. I mean, back in the 70s, as I said in the message I sent in, we were blamed for everything that went wrong in England. I mean, every time you hear the second stabbing, you think it's black people in London that are being persecuted. But unfortunately, it is the people that commit most of the stabbings. But that's just the way it is. If your group of people are the ones pickpocketing, we're all blaming the Roma Gypsy. We only had a conversation a couple of weeks. That's what happens. If she's that worried about it, she's going to have to do something to change it. I mean, we have to change. We have to bring peace to the island.
What did she have to do, Jay?
Well, no, I'm not saying I didn't commit a crime, but we were all blamed for what the IRA done. I mean, every time you get a chance, you say that, Jeremy. Look at the Irish. The IRA was the worst bombing in the country. I didn't. That wasn't done in my fucking name.
No, but
I should have to apologise because of the way you speak it. We live in a world now where, unfortunately, our religion at the moment is the one in the spotlight. We're not driving fucking planes into buildings. That's just unfortunate. I know she didn't do it. She probably doesn't know anybody that did do it. But in the era of social media, the
lawyers
gone around before the truth.
I'm sorry,
Jeremy. It was. They brought this on our doorstep.
What do you mean,
and
they?
I'm wondering why we came to the Muslim race, the Islamic
religion.
Muslim isn't a race, by the way.
Radical. It's the radical version of the Islam. The ones that are radicalizing all the people in the prisons in England. Have a look what's going on in the prisons in England at the moment.
But Jay, they're
just
not. You're talking. We're talking about people who are. We also have extremists here in Catholicism.
Oh,
and
I know we do.
Extremists.
Come here, but not the way. Not the way they.
They
think it's an honour to die for their religion.
I understand that.
Unfortunately, they're brainwashed, Katie.
November. What was it? November 14th. Was that the Bataclan? When everybody was killed. I have
Manchester Arena.
I have no doubt that
the standard Muslim
people watching that at home on the TV were nothing but horrified.
I know. And come here, most of the Irish people back in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s didn't agree with the IRA. But guess what? In the eye of the Englishman, we were all IRA.
I want to ask him, would you be somebody who would be quick to jump? So hearing that, you obviously heard it last night. Without hearing that it was a white male, straight away I thought
Jeremy, and don't sit there in your fucking fence and say you didn't.
I don't believe that.
I hope it's not. You said one of two things. Your brain said, I hope it's not, because of what will happen
when
the repercussions are you talking.
When you hear a crowd, let me answer, a terrorist attack.
Everybody shouting over me. Yes, I'll be honest with you. My first reaction wasn't, that's definitely a Muslim. My first reaction was, I hope it isn't, because I knew that the backlash to it, and there would have been riots and stuff like that. Okay, so for the sake of peace, Jay, yes, I was hoping that it wasn't.
Yeah,
but
like most of us, and Jeremy, that's why the police had to release that straight away, because before that even went out on TikTok, he was a Muslim, and it was just like Southport. They tried to say he was a Welshman. Everybody knew he wasn't. But look at what they tried to spin, and look at the trouble. Let's hope going forward. I hope nothing else does happen. But if something else does happen, let's hope they're going to be as quick to release the ethnicity and the colour and the age of the perpetrator.
They won't.
But I have a funny feeling
the very
they
reason
won't.
Of them, you know, well, releasing the information of the white guy was so there wouldn't be riots. They know if they do that on the flip side, there will be riots. So I assume they won't do that. But Jeremy, let's be honest here. When you hear of a car plowing through a thing, you think terrorist attack. You do. And when you think of terrorist attack, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Honestly. Now, please don't be on the
fence. I'm after telling you what I thought. The first thing that popped into my head
last night.
I hope that is not.
Okay. But if they said to last night it's a confirmed terrorist attack, the perpetrator's name, profile, whatever, has not been released, what would your mind go to? What would you think?
Well, I don't know, because he was named straight away.
No, you don't know.
What do you want me to
you're
say?
You're so
that,
full of shit. So, if you were sitting at home,
so you automatically thought Muslim when you?
I think most people.
You asked me the question. So did you?
Your mind goes to that. You think of 9/11. You think of, you know, you think of the Bataclan. You think of these attacks that have taken place all over Europe. Naturally, your mind goes there. And even though you know most, you know, 99.99999% of the Muslim people would condemn this and are decent, good.
Well, they shouldn't have
human
to.
Beings.
Yeah.
No, I know they shouldn't have to, but the point is that some people have this perception that, oh, if you're Muslim, you must be bad. That's not the case. It's these radicalized lunatics who think they're doing it in the name of Allah. These people are not the standard day-to-day Muslims. They're not. But what does your mind go to? Your mind goes to not the Muslim people, but it goes to these radicalized Islam in the name of Islam lunatics.
Okay, but Jay said, no, maybe I'm misquoting Jay. Did you say that she should speak out, that Aisha should speak out about the... try and get to the jumpless that are being radicalised.
No, she shouldn't have to, but then, okay, but there's people in her religion that are radicalising these young men to go and commit these atrocities in the name of their religion. So is it not up to them to try and convince us that their religion is not bad? No. Well, yeah, we have to convince everybody in England. We aren't
Jeremy going out tomorrow and make an apology to everybody for, you know, the Tune Baby situation? Should he go on and do that?
I think the church should. We didn't do that. The church done that.
But they should.
I didn't. I know they didn't. But I'm not blaming the Muslims. I'm saying the problem at the moment, it seems to be coming from their religion or a certain sector. They're radicalised. So it's up to good Muslims to try and de-radicalise bad Muslims, because a Christian couldn't do it. They fucking kill me. Okay, but a good Muslim should be able to stand with a bad Muslim and say, the way you are going is wrong.
But you do realise that these...
How are we going to change them? How are we going to change them? They're not going to just...
Terrorists and
them.
These lunatics, they don't fall into the categories of standard Islam. These people are a branch of their own. I know, Katie.
But unfortunately, they're associated with the Muslim faith. As you said, there's radical Christians out there, right? Very few, they're mainly in America, okay? But we're associated with them because we're Christians. So when you say radical Christians, they put all Christians into that. Even though they know we're not all like that,
carried out that attack, Jeremy, what did he actually, what was the motive? What did he do that in the name of?
John, I know you watched a documentary a couple of years ago about it.
What was he claiming he did it for?
Oh, he was a Christian fundamentalist, wasn't he?
Something so he's like exactly...
He was a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, so he was exactly...
And by the way, that's Southport. As far as I know, Jane, I'm open to correction, that Southport killer, that absolute scumbag, his religion...
He was a convert.
Yeah, but...
He was a convert.
But his religion was never released.
His family. Yeah, it was. When he raided his house, Jeremy, you should have seen what they found in the fucking house. And he kept that from the press. And they found rice and they found booklets on...
So hang on, were you with the police when they raided the house?
No, I listened to English. I listened to LBC, and the reports only came out after he was arrested and convicted. I spend a lot of time in England. I get a lot of my news from actually LBC, and that's as left as fucking you, all right? So it's not one of these. I don't listen to GB News. I don't listen to any of them fucking. When I'm out in England, I listen. So I do, and I listen to BBC when I'm out there. That's where I get a lot of the information on England, Jeremy. And I'm not. That's where I get it from.
Okay, fair enough. Do me a favor. Stay there for a second, please, Jay. Let me go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to say on this?
First of all, Jeremy, I want to say you're a liar and a coward because...
Just name me out because
everyone, as soon... And I mean the 99% of people, when they heard about what happened in Liverpool at that parade and a car driving through and driving over people, the first thing that they're going to think of, and Katie's right, she thought the same, was that's a Muslim Islamic terrorist attack, okay? Everyone.
I would agree with you, Mark, that Jeremy's lying, that his brain wouldn't go there, because most people's brain do go there. I think he's a liar. Yeah, I do believe you're lying in this instance. Yeah.
He's not going to admit that, Katie, because he's too stubborn, but he thought that as well.
There's nothing wrong with admitting it. It's human nature. It doesn't make you racist.
I'm after telling you.
It doesn't make you a bad person.
We're not going to spend the next hour arguing about what I thought or what I didn't
think. Because you're lying. You're sitting here in front of people lying. Go on, have a little tantrum there, throw your toys out the pram, you're lying.
I have already said what the first thing that popped in my head. I hope that it is not an immigrant.
Yeah, but you say you hope, but you also.
But the fact that he even thought. No, actually, Mark, I'll stop you there because the fact that he is his first thought was. No, it's all right, Jeremy. You throw your little tantrum there. You'll be all right. Go on, have a little bottle and you'll be fine.
Hang on a second, I'm not going to spend a half an hour just ripping me apart because of what I thought. That's not what the topic's about.
Sorry, the first thing that your brain went
to was that
I hope it's not a Muslim person because I'd be riots. That shows where your head was at because that's the first thing you thought was Muslim. So you did think it.
Go on, Mark. Okay. If that makes you sleepy, helps you sleep at night.
Throw it back to you. Can I ask you why? You said the first thing that popped into your head was Islamic terrorist attack, right? Can I ask you, why did you think that?
Because there's been so many of them.
Exactly. There's been so many.
But that doesn't mean like I would blame the whole Muslim religion. I am genuinely afraid.
I agree. And that's why everyone thinks the same. It's an Islamic terrorist attack, right? Because there's, it's so.
So you can't speak for everybody. There you're going on with your. Hang on, Mark. I'm looking at comments here on our Facebook page from people saying they didn't feel that way. So don't be telling us what you think every single person said.
Jeremy, it has become the norm. Any attacks, whether across Western Europe now, everyone thinks it's an Islamic terrorist attack, right? Now, listen, I just want to pull up this. I was looking there. There has been 56,413 Islamic terrorist attacks between 2013 and 2024. Jeremy, are statistics Islamophobic?
No, that's not what. Asia. I'm sure if Asia was on the line talking to you, she would say obviously.
Exactly. Right. But listen, if Asia brought the subject up, tell her to come on and argue with us, debate with us, because I want to say Islamophobic is a made up word. Islamophobic wasn't even a word about 8 to 10 years ago. It's a made up word.
What do you mean it's a made up word?
Listen to me, Jeremy.
Is homophobia a made up word?
No, but I'm saying.
Oh, homophobia isn't. Okay, but Islamophobia.
Phobia. Will you listen to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Islamophobia wasn't even a word 10 years ago. It was made up by Muslims in the last decade.
Oh, I don't know. I was outside Blanchetown Centre a while ago and I saw a woman and I heard her saying, I was walking up to at the car park at the yellow entrance to Blanchetown Centre, and the car park was packed. There was a Muslim couple waiting to go in, and I heard a woman saying that I'm not leaving to give them my space because they were Muslim. Like, that's vile.
There's always going to be racist gobshites out there, right?
Yeah.
In every, right? There is, right? But I'm trying to say Islamophobia was a made-up word. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't even a word 10 years ago.
Well, look, hang on. I'm just, right? Sorry, thank it's you. Been, so, hang on a sec. Kira, our researcher, just sent me the link here. So the phrase Islamophobia is actually around since 1997, so it's pre-9/11, Mark, so you're wrong, saying it was 10 years ago. 1997, so 28 years ago.
And it was made up for anyone who.
But every word, hang on, every word is made up, Mark. For God's sake, the word sandwich had to be made up at some stage.
Islamophobia
didn't know
is a
exists.
Fear, and what? How would you even classes? What even is a classification of Islamophobia? How is it even classified? Let's see. It's anyone a fear, prejudice, and hatred of Muslims that exists.
Yes, it does exist.
That's very real.
That.
I'd say this
is huge. Anyone who questions or criticizes Islam is Islamophobic.
No, that's not true.
It's when it turns to racism and blatant hatred, that's when it becomes Islamophobia. Sure.
And Mark, I mean, Mark, you were reading me off the stats there of Islamic. Hang on, Mark. Islamic terrorist attacks, which you can't argue with statistics, but how many billion Muslims are there in the world? I think there's like 2 billion. Is it 2 billion Muslims in the world? 24% of the world's population is Muslim. If every single one of them, or even a high percentage of those, were potential terrorists, sure would there be bombs going off in every street.
Islamophobia is real because, do you remember, Jeremy, we had a woman on our show on the last station we worked on crying because she was afraid to go to like big public. Do you remember? Because she was terrified she was going to be blown up.
Yeah.
If she's somebody who still listens to us to this day, and but her fear was, she wouldn't strike me as a racist person, but her fear was very real. I mean, this woman was in tears on the show saying that she didn't want to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade or something because she was terrified. So Islamophobia does exist, and it's an undertone of racism.
I'm literally not disputing that Islamophobia doesn't exist and racism towards Muslims doesn't exist, because it does. It's same as racist people. There's racists out there that are like neglect and reject like people because of the colour of their skin, right? What I'm saying is it's bandied around too much now. Just like the time we're living in right now, far right. If you're seen to be agreeing with the majority of the country now, and you're against illegal unvetted immigration, you're branded a far right racist.
So what has this got to do with what happened in Liverpool and Aisha's issue? Now, Aisha's issue, I don't know if you heard what she said. She is fed up of people assuming that every incident like this has to be related to Islam. That's what she's fed up with. Is that not a fair point, Mark?
Because most of them are. Like, most of them are.
Okay, stay there for a second. Don't move anywhere, Mark.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Anthony, you've been dying to get on to talk to Mark. What has he said that's annoyed you?
Well, it's really pissing me off by claiming Islamophobia is a made-up word. Islamophobia is very fucking real, because a friend of mine who is Muslim from college, who works with the Muslim Sisters of Aya to feed the homeless, she has suffered Islamophobic abuse in the past. So
let's just address. Okay, so calm down for a sec. Calm down, Auntie. Let's just address this about is Islamophobia a made up word? It's obviously a made up word. Every word is a made up word. Yeah.
Every word comes from somewhere.
Someone
comes up with the word.
The word T-shirt is a made up word. There was a time when the word T-shirt did not exist, and now it does. So every word at some stage is made up. Okay. No, sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
Well, Islamophobia is very real. I mean, people keep thinking that, oh, the attacks must be Muslims. They think that because of these damn far-right influencers on social media who keep pushing this narrative to make people more intolerant and full of hatred toward people who are Muslim. Plus, you have that damn Reform Party. Remember that group who were stoking the fires, and what happened was telling people not to listen to the police or the media in regards to what happened in Liverpool. And people keep seeming to forget that a lot of terrorist attacks all over the world have happened from people who are not Muslim. Look at what happened in Norway by Breivik, where he's done that act of terrorism. Look at the Christchurch mosque shootings in New Zealand, done by an Islamophobic specifically for that state in Oklahoma City bombing in the 90s.
Timothy McVeigh.
Is this the same guy who said he's not aggressive on a recent podcast?
Timothy McVeigh, who carried out the Oklahoma bombing, was not a Muslim.
That's actually on Netflix, that whole documentary.
Yeah, okay, let Mark respond to it. Mark, the reason people are feeling this way is because of the far right pushing this agenda that if you're Muslim, you must be terrorist.
Is that all what he just said, just in that one sentence there? Because I need audio subtitles to understand what that chap is saying. I honestly can't understand. I understood about three words that he said in that paragraph that he wrote off there. And what were you saying about Timothy McVeigh? He's trying to compare Christian attacks, terrorist attacks, to Islamic terrorist attacks, and there's simply no comparison. If you look at the ratios, there's no comparison. The Islamic terrorist attacks, I gave it. Look up the statistics there, Jeremy, will you? You have a computer there in front of you, right? In Europe in the last 10 years, can you type in Islamic terrorist attacks compared to Christian terrorist attacks? And I just want to see the ratio. I haven't had time to do this.
I can't either. I'm doing the show. I'll get her Kira to do. What do you want me to check? What do you want her to check?
Just Islamic terrorist attacks in Europe versus Christian terrorist attacks in Europe in the last 10 years.
But there's no need to. I can already tell you that. Obviously, there's more Islamic terrorist attacks.
That's why people assume that it's a Muslim that's after getting in a car and running through a crowd in a Liverpool parade. Do you know what I mean? That's obviously why people, it springs to mind. It's a Muslim that's done that. And he's done it out of terrorism in the name of Allah, their God.
Now, what Anthony is saying, because you obviously couldn't understand what he was saying, I don't know how I was able to understand. You're saying that this has been pushed by the far right to make people believe that every attack has been carried out by
Anthony
a Muslim.
Anthony thinks that everything has been pushed by the far right.
Well, no, let him answer. Go on, Anthony.
Well, you let me actually speak, for goodness sake.
Okay, go on, you can speak. No shouting, Anthony, just speak.
You speak enough?
Because a lot of the far right do push this agenda. They push lies and misinformation. Look at that damn Reform Party. They're telling people not to listen to the police, listen to the lies, to the misinformation. a lot of the terror attacks have happened by Islamophobics. It happened. And what McVeigh did in Oklahoma, that was not what happened in Oklahoma, that was not due to McVeigh being a Christian extremist. He was just an anti-government nutcase. That's why he did what he did, educating you on that fact.
Okay, well, let's ask you a question, Anthony. When you saw what was unfolding, I'm going to ask you the same question that Katie asked me. When you saw that unfolding in Liverpool yesterday, what was the first thought that went into your mind?
I was thinking it could have been just some nutcase in road rage or just some madman. I did not immediately jump to the conclusion that it was.
I don't believe
it was a Muslim. I did not. Well, you. What is the truth, Katie? I speak the truth. I did not for 1 second think it was a Muslim. I waited till we heard the facts. I didn't jump to conclusions. Because we know some people in the UK are nuts about football. I merely was thinking, could it be some football fan who's just a nutcase who went off the rails and just started to run people over? That was my first thought. It was just some crazy football fan who did it. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so you genuinely...
Don't go making that claim, Kate.
Okay, I believe if you say that, there's no point in people coming on the show and saying things if no one's going to believe them. And we're going to say, I don't believe you. I believe you. If you firmly believed that it wasn't, or that wasn't the first thing that popped into your head, I believe you. So you thought it's some nut job trying to drive a car into a crowd. That's all you thought.
Yes, and if it was a case of road rage, like, they think it may be.
Martin, your own opinions matter. How are you?
Good, lads.
Good. What do you want to say?
Aisha needs to kind of look at her own community and wonder why there's a generalisation. Because the majority of these attacks across Europe especially are Islamic extremists. And before anyone goes over me, I'm not saying that every single terrorist attack is Islamic. But the majority of them are. So is it any wonder people jump to a conclusion? Especially when you see Christmas markets in Germany having to have bollards up because people are just ploughing into them with cars. That has happened in the past. So, Joe, she needs to look into her own community and wonder why the people are taking her religion in an extremist form.
Okay, but her community, first of all, she's Irish. She's born and bred in Ireland. She's been on this show many times. If you were talking to her, she has as Dublin accent as I do. She's Irish.
And oh, is that Aisha?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realise it was our Aisha that texted in.
No Muslim has ever committed a terrorist act on these shores, thank God. You're saying her community. Her community are not terrorists, Martin.
But the Islamic community is a lot to answer for, Jeremy. Right. It's a very new community here in this country, but you look at England, the Islamic community is absolutely rife with not just extremism, but other shite that goes on with them. But you've got to wonder, right, look into a community, you say Irish, right, fair enough. But what I'm saying is, who's in the mosque? Why is that mosque closed, by the way? What's the story with that? Nobody seems to want to talk about that.
No idea. By the way, just to clear you up, and Kira's doing great work on research today. The first Muslim people, 1950s, they came to Ireland. So it's not a new thing in Ireland to have Muslim people.
Oh, no, sorry.
Here.
They might come in 1950s.
No, they're obviously...
I never saw them when I was a child.
But sorry, when I was a kid, the mosque, because I grew up near us, the mosque in Clonskey was built. And in fact, there was already a mosque on the...
I don't
on the
remember
south
it
road.
Having, like, Muslim children in the class or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's obviously increased. The numbers have obviously increased. But still, the bottom line is, Martin, people like Aisha should not have to apologise for people who carry out atrocities that happen to be the same religion as her.
Well, nobody's asking her to apologise on anyone's behalf, but like, what you know, I'm saying is it any wonder? Like, can she not just open her eyes and see what's going on? Like,
Martin.
Generalisation is here because...
Okay. But then I could say the same to you, Martin. You're trying to colonise Ireland because your ancestors, your ancestors are the reason we speak English.
They're the reason we don't have six of our counties.
Yeah, your ancestors are the reason we don't have six counties. Yeah. Your ancestors are the reason there was 700 years of violence.
That Bobby Sands had to starve himself to death.
So should you be apologising to us? Should we be blaming you and your kind, so to speak?
No, why should I apologise? I didn't say Aisha or Aisha, whatever, I should apologise for anyone, but... I've my eyes open. I know that's what happened. Like, you know, no British person should be proud of what happened in this country at all, what the British people did all them years ago. I'm not saying Aisha should be proud of what Muslim people are doing, but I have the common sense to know that happened. And yet there is a generalisation of English people. So there's going to be a generalisation of every race. But what I'm saying is, these attacks that are being carried out at the minute are majority Islamic extremist attacks. So is it any wonder that people are saying, oh, it's a Muslim, before any word of who it was or whatever happened?
So you think she needs to realise, and again, when she went on Twitter and Facebook last night and saw people saying, oh, Muslims again, Muslim terrorists, that she needs to sit back and go, I can understand where they're coming from. I can understand.
Amanda Nihala.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
she? And Facebook says, I did. I grew up in Dublin and always had Muslims in my class. I'm in my 30s. I don't remember. I genuinely don't remember. Yeah,
obviously.
Do you remember?
Yes. So I grew up beside
a
mosque.
I didn't even know.
I grew up beside a mosque, for God's sake. So it's not... This is not...
Yeah, but there's a school inside that mosque, too, the one that's closed.
It was there.
The mainstream media won't talk about.
But I don't know about what's going on. I've been in that mosque many times, Martin. I brought my kids in there to eat. There's a lovely restaurant in the mosque in Clonskee that serves very spicy food, by the way. You wouldn't be able for it. But I've eaten there and I've always been welcomed into the mosque. And I would say to anybody...
sure, why wouldn't you be welcomed? Even to say I've always been welcomed,
oh, no,
of
because
course you'd be welcomed.
No, because there's people that were saying... I spoke to someone a couple of weeks ago on this that said you'd never be let inside a mosque as a Christian. I said, hello, I've had lunch there.
The only
thing
is they wouldn't build us churches over there. Not that I want a church, but
so
like...
So you're saying there's churches in most...
Are you sure? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in churches. I've been in church in Morocco. Mm. I've been in a Catholic...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the hardcore...
What do you mean hardcore?
The hardcore, yeah.
No, but I've been in the... I
the
think,
very extreme Muslim countries.
No, in the majority of Muslim countries, they're a Catholic church. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure. Again, that's a fallacy that... Why, do you want to go over to...
No, not particularly. I was just wondering.
No, but you want to build a church in a Muslim country?
Not particularly. I actually
don't
have never
go
been
to churches.
I've never been to a mosque, and it is something that I would... I don't know. Can you just walk in?
Yes,
and give a pre-book? I don't know. I'm not up to date with how these things work. I haven't been in a mosque before.
I'll bring you for lunch in the class.
Okay,
it's
a date.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here is Debbie.
Hi, Jeremy and Katie. Somebody killed that Anto fella. 9/11 was caused by Muslims. The Manchester Arena bombing was caused by Muslims. The Paris terrorist attack, Muslims. The Brussels airport attack, Muslims. Madrid, Muslims. How many Christmas markets has a Muslim drove a car into and killed people in? He's going on about the thing that happened in Norway. That was... Your man Breivik had a bee again in his bonnet against the government, his own government, nothing to do with religion or anything else. The same with Timothy McVeigh over in Oklahoma. So he's spouting the wrong sort of crap. He seems to forget that, I mean, has a Christian ever flown a plane into a building and killed thousands of people? I never heard of that happening.
Grace, how are you?
Bad, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
Oh, I have to say, I think everybody is lying to themselves if they didn't at least think, Jesus, I hope it wasn't a Muslim. I think everybody is lying to themselves. Whether you are Islamophobic or not, I think the first thing that came into everybody's head was it, or I hope it wasn't.
And yeah, that was mine.
Partner.
Yeah, that was mine. I hope it wasn't.
Yeah, and my partner is Muslim, and he said the same thing. Jesus, I hope it wasn't a Muslim who did that.
And why did he say that?
Well, because I think I would say it has a lot to do with the media and how different attacks are publicised. I think you hear more about the Muslim terrorist attacks, and actually the way it was done fit with the kind of stuff that has been carried out by Muslims as well in the past. So I think it was just that. And, you know, what has been happening recently, a lot of them have been done by Muslims, and he won't deny that himself, you know. I think that everybody would be lying to themselves if it didn't pop into their head one way or the other, and I think that a lot of that is down to how things are publicised. And even if you've seen the comments on some of the articles that went up, it was like, oh, of course, because he was white and British, they immediately gave his nationality and his skin colour. But what people have to understand is that they're doing that to try and stop the...
And Grace, for your husband as a Muslim man sitting reading these comments, like, what was his reaction? It's obviously very upsetting, you know, to sit there and read, you know, your religion being bashed and torn apart by people online. Would he be affected by these comments?
Well, I mean, religion is not even a topic of conversation he gets into anymore because of the anti-Islam,
the small-mindedness.
yeah, the anti-Islam rhetoric. I think he doesn't even get into it. Like, and we have had discussions where I have a three-year-old son who's not baptized yet. And, you know, we've had conversations about whether we would do it or not. And recently we've had the same conversation and he has said, you know what, I think just given what's going on, just we should just go ahead and get him baptized. And, you know, he'd be a Catholic then and he wouldn't have to face any of the...
Oh, that's very sad. That's
prejudice.
Very sad that you wouldn't be able to.
Okay, so, my son is Irish, you know, and he's not. You wouldn't. I think there's this perception of you look at people and think he looks like a Muslim or he doesn't look like a Muslim. And I have to say how ignorant I am. When I met my partner 7 years ago and he told me he was Muslim, I immediately asked him what kind of Muslim.
Yeah, because the whole thing about how do you look like a Muslim? Anybody can be a Muslim.
Did you have to convert to get married then?
I'm not married and no, I don't have to convert.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said my husband.
No, my partner, but religion is not, it's not
an issue.
He doesn't come from an Arabic background, okay. So religion is not, it's not an issue there, so I wouldn't have to convert or anything like that, nor would he. It would just be a civil ceremony thing.
Fair enough. Okay, stay there for a second, please, Grace, because Darren, you're on hold for a long time. What do you want to say on this, Darren?
I just wanted to say, he was on about the attacks that were carried out by non-Muslims.
Yes.
You can probably count on two hands or one hand the amount of attacks carried out by non-Muslims.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, majority of them were carried out by Islamist groups. That's just a fact. There's nothing racist about that.
But that's not even, Aisha didn't even address that. The point that Aisha was making was that the automatic assumption that it must be someone who is
Majority of the attacks in public gatherings and all that were done by Muslims. So therefore, the stereotype is for Muslims. So everyone assumes it's Muslims. So what? That's just the fact. That's the reality of it.
But it's not so what. It's not so what. That comes back to what we said at the start of this podcast, where for years, Irish people were all branded as... And in fact, I heard football chants at an English game a couple of months ago where they were shouting, Irish terrorists, Irish terrorists. So in the UK, a lot of Irish people are still... tarnished and still painted with that same brush. So we have
exactly.
We've been there, Darren.
Yeah, and we still are tarnished with that same brush. Nearly, we were all every Irish person was searched going over to England back in the day for bombs.
Yes, exactly. So do you not think that was?
Yeah.
Do you not think?
But
that
why?
Was
why, Jeremy? Why were we all searched? Because of the threat. Because most of them were coming from Irish. It's the same with the Muslims.
Okay, so they should just put up and shut up and realise that that's the way it is now.
That's just the way the world is now, to be honest with you.
And what was your initial reaction when you saw that those horrible videos yesterday?
Well, my initial reaction was that it was carried out by a Muslim. And if you don't think, like, 99% of people thought the same thing.
Sorry, I'm not judging you for saying that, by the way. Don't be shouting because you're
not judging. I don't care if you are judging. I'm not shouting.
But I'm not judging you for that. If that's what you thought, that's what you thought. As I said, my initial reaction was, I hope it isn't. And that's a fair reaction as well, because I knew the backlash would have been horrific. And I'm sure the police did as well, which is why...
Yeah, but the fact that you said that you hope it isn't basically came into your head that you thought it was first.
Well, no, that doesn't...
It does
make sense, Jeremy.
I would be complete in agreement. No. The fact that even entered your head, you're saying, true. No, it didn't even enter my head, but it did enter your head because the first thing you thought was...
Jeremy,
Yes, sir.
Your opinions change when you're in Adrian's seat.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
That's a fact.
He's an ass.
I'd say the exact same thing.
No.
Okay,
you don't. No,
oh,
you don't.
Off, okay, go on, thanks. Cut him off. You, do you know what I realise about you? You're not able to... You're not up to being challenged. You just... When you're challenged, you're like a typical man. You just throw your toys out of the pram and end the conversation.
Okay.
You know, rather than just saying, yeah, okay, I'm a lying fool. I said something that wasn't true at the start of the show. I would like to take it back and say, yeah, my mind did go to Muslims.
Imagine being married to that. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts. That was an interesting debate. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, click the green bell on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts and you will never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. As well, if you want to join our WhatsApp chat, text the word ADME or WhatsApp the word ADME to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626 and you will never miss another episode of Opinions Matter and we will talk to you real soon on the next one. Say goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Katie.
She uses that joke every single time. Bye-bye.